Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service cautions a quick moving cold front moving across the region this morning. Rain develops this morning, then transitions to showers behind the front. Small hail and isolated thunderstorms possible beginning this afternoon and persisting into tomorrow. And for tomorrow, the harsh weather continues as small hail and stronger showers and isolated thunderstorms will be possible through the next morning. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a shooting incident. They're asking for the public's help in locating a suspect, 26-year-old transient Barraquel Ruiz. When deputies reached the scene at the Discover Inn in Ukiah, they contacted a woman who was staying there. She reported that she had exited her room and saw a man rummaging through her car. The woman then said she confronted the man, identified now as Ruiz, and that a brief physical altercation ensued. The woman then reported that as Ruiz was walking away from the scene, he pulled out a small handgun and fired 2 to 3 rounds, which struck the victim's vehicle. Ruiz then fled the scene on foot. He's been added to Mendocino County's most wanted list. He's considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about the incident or Ruiz's whereabouts is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville saw a Jeep Wrangler that matched the description of a vehicle that had been stolen in Crescent City, and when the deputy stopped his car and got out to investigate, the driver of the Jeep sped off at a high rate of speed. Deputy gave chase and ended on Bird Drive when the suspect, identified as 34-year-old Jeremiah James, turned off School Road onto Bird, which is a dead-end street. James fled on foot, leading the deputy on a chase through heavy brush, over fences, and through brambles until James was found hiding under a pickup truck. He was arrested, booked on several charges, including felony evasion, possession of stolen property, as well as a felony warrant. The Crescent City Office of the California Highway Patrol responded to a vehicle collision on Highway 199 Monday morning, and they found the driver and lone occupant of the vehicle trapped inside. The CHP reports that 18-year-old Caitlin Swihart of Fortuna had just entered the expanded four-lane stretch of 199 when she moved over to the fast lane to pass a slower car. As Swihart moved back into the slow lane, her vehicle lost traction and her Subaru Outback went off the roadway and collided with an embankment, causing the vehicle to overturn and end up back on all four wheels. She was trapped in the vehicle for an hour before firefighters were able to cut her from the wreck. She was transported to the hospital with major injuries. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The coroner's office has identified the body that was found floating in Humboldt Bay Friday morning. The investigation into the manner of death continues, as the remains are those of 63-year-old Eureka resident Gregory Allen Boggs, whose body was spotted by a fishing boat floating in the bay and drifting toward the bar. The Coast Guard assisted the sheriff's office in recovering the body, and at this time there are no signs of foul play. Investigation into how Boggs ended up in the water has begun. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine the manner of death. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact authorities. Humboldt County households can now dispose of old and unused pharmaceutical drugs, including narcotics, at no cost this Saturday at Humboldt Waste Management Authority's waste facility. The event marks the third annual pharmaceutical collection event held at the facility, located at 1059 West Hawthorne Street, Eureka. The hope is that the drug collection effort will help keep pharmaceuticals out of the waters and landfills in California. With a KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.